Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 on your radio dial. Remember the dials on the radio where you actually had to use your fingers to turn to get to a station? Yeah. You know, Siri, you didn't tell Siri to do it for you. So we're here speaking with Mark Krieger, and wow, you've got a clothing pantry that is amazing. Again, just mention where that is located.
Sure. My clothing pantry is at the Young Israel of New Hyde Park, which is right by Long Island Jewish Hospital. Let me give you a little more information. You can go to our website. Most of them don't even have websites. We spare no expenses, as long as I pay for it, my wife and I. It's beautiful memories. Again, beautiful memories. The next word, which is Hebrew for acts of kindness, I will spell for you. G-E-M-A-C-H. G-E-M-A-C-H. You don't have to put in .org. Mm-hmm. There is no other one. And my phone number, if you want it, you can contact me through the website, obviously, but if you want my phone number, it's 917-703-4694, 917-703-4694.
And you know what, people, if you didn't get all that, you can always call 311, and at Talk of the Town, which is the last segment on the show, we're going to talk about the contact information, too, so we'll have time to repeat that. So right before we went away, we're just going to touch a little bit on Jerry had brought up, how does somebody volunteer for you?
Okay, well, they contact me, and they come down. I want to show them the scope of the clothing. Everybody that comes in is blown away because it's like a miniature store. I've had women go to Macy's and then come to me and find something. And we do allow people to buy things at a very, very reasonable price, but the money goes to the synagogue so we can keep this open. Okay. So that's where
that
goes.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but 90% of what we have, we give away for free.
Right.
We sell very little.
When someone wants to make a commitment, how many hours do they have to work?
Well, there's no commitment. Nobody wants to be committed, so to speak.
Right.
Maybe I should be committed, but that's another story.
Well,
that's another show.
That stage, right.
Basically, people come down. I walk them through. They get the idea of the scope, et cetera. And I say, all you have to do is treat people with love and respect.
Right. Sure.
But not like your family members, because I have some family members I really don't like. But we won't go into that now.
Don't say that on the air.
Well,
right.
You know, I'm not saying who they are, right? But anyway, and they come
down.
And then I don't call them because that's too much pressure. I add them to my email list.
Right.
I used to call Susan Berman, who was very instrumental in helping me get this clothing pantry from the Engage program at the Sid Jacobson Y. Got me after 3 years to start sending out an email blast. So there could be 40, 50 dames on there, but not everybody's available. You tell me you're available, and you're in. It's that simple. I just need your email address.
And all you do is call and say, I'm ready this week or ready for today.
No, they just they respond with an email.
Okay.
If they can't, they don't have it, which there may be some. They can call me. It's quite all right.
Sure.
I get 10, 20 calls a day. My wife's used to it.
So before I get into my next question, I just had something that came to my mind. So you must have a pretty good eye now. So when you go out to dinner now, can you like point out, you know, that guy, that looks like a Pierre Cardin.
That's the least of it.
That's one of mine.
Listen, I thought Bagley Mishka was a disease. I never heard of Bagley Mishka. Louboutin shoes. That means they're red bottoms and they start at $800. And some are so expensive that we have from time to time that come with serial numbers, which I think is crazy.
Oh, wow.
I really don't put any, I don't really put any effort. I have a woman, I have so many, I have a woman whose daughter is our model, who's beautiful, a young girl from Great Neck, lives in Great Neck. Her mother, we schlep her around as a model, so her mother knows all about this. Her mother's in charge of the website that we have where we do sell clothes on the line. And the 94-year-old, God bless her, Holocaust-surviving mother and grandmother, works Monday nights with a jeweler's loop. And we get costume jewelry, and some of it is valuable. It's not junk because it has a name on it. We try to sell that, but a lot of it we give away.
We should get her on the show. That's a wonderful story.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what kinds of clothes are there? Is there like a level of clothes that are acceptable? Do some things come in that really you can accept? And if they do, what would you do?
At this point, we accept everything. So what does that mean? For instance, people want to give me sports jackets. Nobody that ever comes to me, maybe once or twice, wants a sports jacket. We only deal with clothes you'd wear to special occasions, bar mitzvahs, mm-hmm. christenings, weddings, et cetera, and work clothes. So let me tell you what we have in the way of the gowns, because a lot of women want gowns. We have about 70 or 80 wedding gowns, beautiful.
Wedding gowns? Yeah, wow.
From simple to very expensive, from Great Neck and Kings Point. Some are extremely modest. Some are not so modest.
Ornate.
Yeah. Yes. We have about 500 to 600 mother-of-the-bride gowns. Designer gowns, cocktail dresses, prom dresses, and that's a. I had a guy who donated 275 prom dresses to me a couple of years ago, and I would have people schlep some to NASA Community College when they had that event for the weekend for girls who didn't have clothes.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh.
But I have a lovely gentleman we made contact with through that woman who runs the high end part of my gamak, who knows about these clothes. I don't want to know, and I don't care to know what kind of, you know, what the names are. And he's a lovely gentleman from Haiti. I think he's the pastor of his church. And we know him and trust him. And the stuff that's not appropriate, not because it's not nice, I don't have need for beautiful dungarees or T-shirts that were never worn with designer names on them. I don't have room for it.
Right.
So he takes it upon himself, and he sends it to Haiti, which Haiti is hurting to this day. It's still severely poor, and there's
yes.
a lot of problems. So we have just a wide array of clothes, but it's all dress clothes. But we take everything as long as it's in good condition.
Nothing gets wasted. That's
absolutely.
The
there's
thing.
A short story where yeah. a woman from Great Neck had a gamak in her house. 20 to 30 wedding gowns I had seen in the past. Mm-hmm. Could I bring them over? We're closing my gamak. Okay. Well, 3 cars pull up. 100 gowns. Well, everybody heard I was clothing. They said, come with me to Mark's. So one of my bedrooms upstairs used to be a reading room. For 2 months, there was no reading room. It was 3-4 feet high of gowns laid on the floor. And it took about 2 months. My wife is a doll. She tolerated this, and we schlepped them to the gamak, not far from where I live, and we had our reading room back. I will not allow anything to be shredded or cut up, correct. Like you were saying. Yeah.
So are you saying, are these wedding dresses or bridesmaid dresses,
everything.
Too?
Because everything.
Everything for a wedding party.
Right. I'm sure there's
tuxedos.
A lot of girls and women out there. I know in my mm-hmm. day, when I was in my 20s, I certainly had a whole bunch of bridesmaid dresses, and I made... From everything,
everyone
from
was different for every way.
Everyone was different, and
we have every kind of gown and almost every color. The colors you cannot believe. Some of them are really wild.
Right. So, what if someone comes in and he's looking for a suit? A man, are you going to teach him how to tie a tie?
Well, sometimes we do that with the ones that are challenged, so
right.
to speak. But usually that's not a problem, but we have to help them. Oh, well, I'll just, you know, try on the suit. I said, you have to try on the pants. No, if the top fits. No, the jacket usually fits you. You usually don't have the jacket altered. The pants have always been altered, excuse me. So we have, 2 dressing rooms, very mm-hmm. modestly done, obviously. And they are treated well, and, you know, it's just great. But we have lots of clothes for men. I don't want to leave the guys out. About 70 tuxedos. We have about 200 to 300 suits, 300 shirts, and 400 ties, and it's growing. Winter coats, raincoats, and leather coats. I sold 4 mink stoles, full length, in good condition, for $500 total. The ladies were happy, but it keeps the doors open. I
right.
have to keep moving.
Right,
sure.
You do.
But again, most of what you give away.
So we talked a little bit, too, during the break. You give tours?
Absolutely.
So what's that like?
Well, you know, it's not that it's a great tour, but those are people usually, like Jerry was saying, who are interested in maybe helping. They want to see how they get involved. So, for instance, we have a private room. Which is dresses success, high racks and low racks, about mm-hmm. twice the size of this room, probably. And sometimes you have to go up on a ladder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have people that are older, I explain to them, yeah. you know, it's a very sturdy ladder, but if you don't feel comfortable but you want to help, I will get somebody who will help you help the other person. Because the more people I get involved, the better, and they all have fun. I can tell you stories where people were flabbergasted, and when people left, they just didn't know what to say. They were so happy helping other people.
Well, so what do you think your mom would be saying right now?
I'm a good boy. Yeah. And it makes me feel good. People think I'm so wonderful. Who doesn't want to feel good all day?
Well, I also, when you have a volunteer, there's always at least one other volunteer with them. No one has to be in a place alone, I take it.
It depends on their upbringing, if you're coming from a religious standpoint. There are some people who are very religious. I'm Orthodox, but people that are more Orthodox will not be allowed to be alone with me in that big place. So they usually come with a husband, or they'll ask me, and they'll come with somebody else.
So it's very flexible.
Very flexible.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Well, I'm happy to be flexible.
You will be comfortable.
It's not a department store, so it's very flexible.
Yeah, right.
We don't have security tags on the clothes either.
So I'm assuming that, like, maybe during prom season in May's and June's, you're extremely busy when the weddings are all
Well, our model is we come and wait on you. We want to make you feel special. But there are certain times of the year, for instance, when I had too many winter coats and raincoats, I didn't know where to put them. We had to contact the Midnight Run in Manhattan, but they're all over, and they meet the homeless on a corner at midnight, and they hand out all this stuff.
Right.
When it's prom season, I'll tell people that with all my contacts, if you have, a woman has a hair salon that was right over in Suffolk County, she needed about 15 gowns. Another organization called Madonna Heights.
Madonna Heights, yeah, that's in Dix Hills, yeah.
They come to me for gowns. They had a ball, these girls. And
oh my gosh.
They've been, unfortunately, been so through trauma, and they stay there, and everything's wonderful. Some don't even have families, unfortunately, the girls.
Right.
I want to adopt them. I only have three boys. I've adopted a girl. But anyway, it's not a story. The bottom line, I got to be careful. The bottom line is we help everybody. So a lot of charities now are referring other charities, but it's not enough. Yeah. It's just not enough.
Pretty amazing. I mean, where you've started this out in 5 years. How long did it actually take for you to get to the point where you're at today? Was it quick? Like people heard about you soon?
Well, we had a lot of clothes, but not to this level. But then about 2 to 3 years ago, I came out with an official name, Beautiful Memories Gamach, with a website. It was catered kosher dairy, and we just had a ball. So the last 2 to 3 years, it really took off, and it just gets bigger all the time.
I get the great sense that the important thing beyond the clothes is you treat everyone coming there with respect.
And love, absolutely.
That is such a great way of providing a wonderful service to people. They don't leave feeling they're being disregarded or looked down upon because they don't have the dollars today.
Oh, I have a short story to tell you. I had a yeshiva called Yeshiva High School for girls in Queens. It's part of Yeshiva University High School in Queens, and they came for charity hours. And there were four girls that called themselves fashionistas from the yeshiva. They know clothes. And four girls came from Creedmoor who needed really nice clothes. And when they both came out, after being in that room for an over hour, the four of them picking out all kinds of clothes for gowns, for dress for success, parties. The bottom line was, as great as the girls felt coming from Creedmoor, let's just say that. The yeshiva girls were floating. They come on a somewhat regular basis now.
Right, right.
Oh,
so
great.
Wonderful. We have 30 seconds left.
Right.
Mark Krieger, thank you. Thank you so much for
thank
coming.
You.
Repeat the number for the last 30 seconds.
What, the contact?
Your contact number.
You can go to Beautiful Memories Gamach, GEMACH, or call me directly, 917-703-4694. And I want to thank you for hosting me and your listeners for listening.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming as our guest.
Friend.
It was a really rewarding half an hour.
Great.
And maybe you'll come back soon.
Like
we'll be back shortly.